Welcome to the Fuller Chasing Money audio commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 20th of January, and I am recording at 10 p.m. and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Okay, now let's see. Starting with the stock markets here, looking at the Asia Pacific region, interesting developments in recent days, as you will have noticed. But you'll recall that China, in what I described as a sensible move, really, and it's sort of cracked down on some rather loose margin trading, or too much margin being offered by some of the broking firms. I don't know the exact specifics of it, but they cracked down on it, and sensibly, in my opinion. And that led to a knee-jerk 7.7% fall in the A-share indices, the mainland A-share indices. Well, today they were a bit firmer in here, and for instance, the Shanghai Composite Index was up 1.82%. So it was good, and we didn't see additional downside follow through. But what I think is happening here, and I've felt this has been going on now for several months, is that we can now say that there are three really major markets of interest in the Asia-Pacific region. I mean, there are many more, but there are three dominant, or the big three, let me put it that way. And they are, of course, Japan, China, and India. And I think that a lot of international investors, including our subscribers, are often thinking, well, which one of these do I want to be in? Which is in the best form? And certainly India dominated last year's performance once Narendra Modi had declared his hand and let alone been elected, until November, when China's A shares suddenly took off and rapidly took up the running, and that led to a little bit of profit taking in India. Well, we've had just the opposite in here today, following yesterday's downward reaction by the A shares, and we had a new high on the BSE Sensex index, taking it up 1.85%. It's been strong all along, as you know, and is currently up over 7% on the year in US dollar terms. Excuse me. All this human frailty here of coughing when I'm trying to talk rapidly. Okay. So the and also Japan was steadier here, up 2.07%, and is now, as a consequence of that, up on the year in US dollar terms. The China A shares are slightly down, well, the Shanghai Composite is slightly down 2.05%. Well, I think all three of these markets are going to do well overall. Personally, my biggest position is in India, because I've been building that since 2003. But my next biggest position is in China, and I don't have I've got some Japan, but it's not one of my top positions overall. I may have to revise that later on, but I don't think I'll be pulling money away from because I still like Japan, but I don't think I'll be pulling money away from India or China anytime soon. Well, okay, let's go on to the rest of them here. And all the Asian indices, well, the most of the Asian indices were higher and with good gains overall. Inevitably, there are a few exceptions, but among the Asia Pacific region, Australia virtually unchanged, but down the tiniest of fractions. Same with Thailand, and also Malaysia down again the tiniest of fractions. Now, looking at the European indices, we've got some solid gains in there again today. Now, everybody, it seems, is assuming that Mario Draghi, following a European Court of Justice, is that was what it was called? I think so. Following its decision, is going to announce a beefy say 600 million euro plus plus 600 billion euro plus QE program. And I think sensibly, if he had a free hand, and I'm not at all sure that he does, but if he had a totally free hand, I think he would announce not only the big QE program, but he would also say that it's an indefinite QE program. If you remember with the USA, when they had a fixed period QE program, the markets would weaken towards the end of it, until finally Bernanke said that it was just an open policy and just leave it at that. And the rest, you know. Now, so as far as Europe's concerned, have they discounted most of the good news? Well, we've had some sharp gains overall, and today was a solid performance among these European indices. If for any reason Mario Draghi is a little bit hesitant, or doesn't say all that much, I think that could easily lead to some disappointment tomorrow. Hopefully not. I think Europe certainly needs the QE. Now, the US was interesting in here today because it opened down the headlines on Bloomberg. We're blaming it on oil prices being weaker, and indeed they stayed weaker on the day. But then, gradually as the day progressed, Wall Street narrowed the losses. It was down what or 0.5 to 0.6 of a percentage point, but it reduced those losses and ended with very, very modest gains. But that's ending near that really right at the highs of the day, which was a good recovery. And we also had well, Canada down the tiniest of fractions, Mexico up over 1%, Brazil a little bit firmer as well. In terms of government bonds, again, the easing here, the deflationary pressures, the US 10-year 1.786%. So that's lower here today, despite Wall Street recovering those losses. Again, this is the big deflation story, and I think too many people don't understand it, although that will change in time. And I have been repeating, and I'll only mention it very, very briefly, that one of the biggest deflationary factors in here, and it's taken me a while to understand the full extent of it, but it's technology. And just think how much more efficient technological advances, which are occurring at a quicksilver pace, they just that inevitably makes or increases efficiencies, lowers costs, lowers the need for manpower. I regard that as very much as a positive deflationary impact. Okay, price of crude oil, this would not have happened without the technological innovation that led to shale and improved drilling and location of conventional oil as well. The only countries for whom it is not a positive development is, of course, those that are overly dependent on their oil exports, Russia, Venezuela, for example. And bond markets, they are no longer, well, they've never been living in fear of an outburst of inflation. A lot of people have felt that we would see inflationary pressures build up. I'm much more relaxed about that today than I was, say a few years ago. And I don't think bonds are a great investment at these levels. because I don't think we're going to go down into negative returns except for some of the European countries, largely because we're going to we're getting all of this QE. But I think this can take place and help the slow economic recovery following that big credit crisis recession. That QE can help to support economies, avoid depressions without lighting a fire in terms of inflationary pressures. The other big factor in there is, of course, globalization, because we have a global economy, and that makes it much, much more competitive, and that keeps certainly keeps prices down, keeps wages down as well. Okay, now I've got to go through quickly here just to get the rest in. Precious metals had a good day in here. Palladium, which had been suffering, but it bounced back here today, nearly $25 up to nearly $779. Silver, bang on $18 here, up 25 cents today. This is still trading after hours. Gold bullion's done best of all here, 1294 and change, 1294 and change. That's up nearly $19. And platinum currently 1283.60. That's up 14.12. And it's quite interesting here because platinum is, as of this moment, $11 cheaper than gold bullion. Normally it is at a premium, and I think it will move back to that premium before much longer. Partly because platinum, there's less of it about generally. And so it's a more scarce precious metal, and it also has quite a few industrial uses. So does gold, but maybe a little bit more the, so for platinum. And anything else in here? Currencies to cover those. The dollar index coming strong in here today, 93. So that looks like a new high here, or close to it. And once again, the euro is the soft one here, 1.1554. Again, that's discounting the quantitative easing. And so if for any reason, I don't expect this, I certainly don't hope this happens, but for any reason, if Mario Draghi was unequivocal, well, then we might see the a little bit of short covering in the euro very temporarily, but only if they don't think the QE is going to be forthcoming. And sterling a little bit firmer, 1.514, and the yen a little bit weaker, 1.18.79. Both the Indian rupee and the Chinese renminbi were up a little bit against the dollar when I last looked not that long ago. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.